for today, for this is the day that the Lord has made. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
This is the day. Amen. That the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Somebody was saying this morning, they said, I wish it would quit raining. And I heard it then. I have to be thankful when it's raining, and were you thankful you're not buried under all the snow that other people are buried under? Amen. That's now going out and talking about collapsing roofs. Amen. We are grateful for the rain. Amen. All we have to do is stand in front of the furnace and get bad and dry off. Amen. Don't have to shovel anything. Amen. Amen. So we are grateful today, for this is Thanksgiving Sunday. Amen. Amen. Now, every day is a day of Thanksgiving, but this is when everybody else recognizes that this is Thanksgiving Sunday. Amen. Amen. So we are grateful today to God for His manifold blessings and all that He has done for us. Amen. Amen. Y'all sound like y'all frozen. Amen. I have a friend, he's Presbyterian, and he said, we are the frozen chosen. Amen. I said, but we don't want to become the Baptists, we're the frozen chosen. Amen. We want to be able to let God know that we are grateful and thankful for all that He's done for us. Amen. And if He doesn't do anything else, we still gonna praise His name. Amen. Amen. All right. Maybe y'all warm up a little bit longer. Amen. Amen. We want to be thankful to God and our young people, and for them praising and giving praise to Almighty God. They don't have to be up here. Other than the fact that his parents make them be up here, but I see them singing with a joyful spirit. Now, I don't know what got them to this point, but they be praising God, and we are standing here today to praise and lift His holy name. I was going to tell y'all, I was just going to read two short passages of scriptures, and you all could stay seated, but I want you to stand up because some of y'all are getting comfortable. Amen. Get your arms on the back of the chair. I'm trying to get comfortable, but get you a nap. If you get a nap, it won't be because I put you to sleep. Amen. Amen. If you have your Bibles, we ask that you look with us in Psalms 95. And Psalms 95, 1 and 2 simply says, oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving. And let us shout joyfully to Him with song. And if you turn to Psalms 107, it's a whole lot of Psalms in here. That give you praise. Psalms 107 and verse 8. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for His goodness, for His wonderful works to the children of men. Amen. All that men would give thanks to the Lord. And we just want to say, how can we say thanks? How can we say that? You may be seated. How can we say thanks to the Lord? We are giving all, I got up excited, so giving all glory and honor to God, to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, and to His present Holy Spirit, our comforter, guide, and teacher, to associate ministers, saints and sinners, deacons, deaconess, all God's children. We are here today because we're thankful. Amen. Now, somebody may be sitting wondering, what do you have to be thankful for? And some of us don't say thanks. We say it so infrequent that we don't even know how to say thanks. When somebody do something nice to us, we just take it and go. We don't stop and say thank you. Amen. And I was always taught that thanks is an easy thing to do. Amen. Amen. All right, y'all. We are, in a society in which we live, we need to be willing to be thankful.
Amen.
Because there are so many people that think that they have nothing to be thankful for.
All right, say that.
Amen.
Amen.
But no matter what your condition might be, no matter how bad off you may think you are, you have a reason to be thankful.
Amen.
And if you ever accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, no matter how far down you find yourself, you always have at least one thing to be thankful for, and that's salvation.
Amen.
Amen. Because salvation doesn't guarantee you great riches, but it guarantees you a rich place to go. Amen.
Amen.
Once this life is over, the salvation rests in the Lord. Now, if you're obedient, you're going to get some blessings. You have some favors, but the problem is sometimes we are not able, nor do we try, to initiate or take advantage of the favor that we have in God.
All right.
That's not nothing on this paper. But we need to understand today that it is a good way to say thanks. In just a few days, we're going to be celebrating Thanksgiving. Our family will be coming together to share a meal, and millions of Americans will acknowledge, because of their offer, that they will have a Thanksgiving dinner. But many will not stop to thank the God that has provided for them down through the years. Now, they use it just as another day off, and there are very few of them that will stop for a moment to give God thanks for bringing them, for keeping them, and sustaining them. Now, Christians may be a little better off, because we understand that it is our duty and responsibility to give thanks to God for His wonderful blessing, not only on Thanksgiving Day, but throughout the year. The songwriter was right when he sung, "Every day is a day of thanksgiving. God's been so good to me." Amen. And if you look around and you think that you don't have anything to be thankful for, your very presence, your very consciousness that you have problems is a blessing. Amen. Because in recognizing you may have a problem, you recognize that God can solve it, and putting faith in God. In Psalm 92:11, he says, it's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. Amen? It's just good to give thanks to God. When you wake up in the morning, before you roll over out of bed, just thank God for opening your eyes, leaving you in a reasonable portion of your health and strength, that you have a roof on your, over your head that's not leaking. Amen? And if it is, thank Him for the rhythm that the leak brings about. Amen? Amen. Now, I know that there's economic indicators that saying we're talking about gloom and doom around our country. But if we pause to think about it for just a few minutes, I'm sure you can think of a reason why you can praise God just a little bit for what He's done for you. Amen. And if we think about where you were this year, this time a year ago. Think about the condition you were in this time a year ago, and ask God, and I'm sure you'll find any number of reasons to give thanks to the Lord. There's a story of a little boy recovering from a near-death experience with meningitis. And his mother asked him to offer Thanksgiving prayer at that dinner table. The little boy asked the question, "How can I say thanks, Mommy?" Yes, she encouraged him to say, just say what's on your heart. He bowed his head and said, "God, thank you for life." Amen. Amen. This little boy was able to escape the disease that so many Christians have acquired. It used to be rare affliction, but it has become more and more prevalent among Christians. It's called spiritual amnesia. We forgot what God did for us last year, a month ago, and even a week ago, even yesterday. We act as though that what we receive is old to us. We expect that whatever we need is going to keep on coming our way just because we are who we are. And I think that the problem with most of us is that we take much for granted. We assume that the air will keep on manufacturing itself clean and breathable. We keep thinking that the rain will keep our planet green and the sun will continue to shine and warm the earth. We assume that the earth will continue to rotate and evolve approximately and precisely at the right distance from the sun. We assume that when we lay down our heads on our pillows at night, that we will soon awake again and start a new day. But let me stop to tell you just for a minute, there's a lot of people today that the alarm clock did not wake up. They laid down last night with plans for today, but when they got there, when they didn't wake up this morning, somebody else had to step in and take over their charge. Don't think that you're so important to any organization, to any ministry, to any church, that if you die, it's going to close down. Amen. You die. It may take a few people to do what you've been doing because you've been doing more than your share. But God has a ram. I don't think I said ram in the bush because the ram died. But God has somebody waiting in the wings. Hallelujah. To do what you don't think that only you can do.
All right. Say that.
There's a story about a lady that went to the church. And she said she thought that nobody else could fry chicken the way she fried chicken. And they wouldn't let nobody else bring fried chicken in the church unless she fried it. Well, as time went on, the lady died. They went to the cemetery and they came back and they had fried chicken. Amen. She didn't cook it. But there was some chicken fries in the church that was just waiting on an opportunity to fry some chicken. That's the same thing. There's somebody in the church waiting on an opportunity, maybe not for you to die, but for you to get out the way. Hallelujah. I'm still talking about Thanksgiving. Do we suffer from spiritual amnesia? Or will the Holy Spirit touch us this Thanksgiving day and awaken us to the fact that the psalmist said, oh, that men would praise God for his goodness. So as we bow our heads this Thursday with humble thanks for all God has done for us and is doing and will continue to do in the future, let us take a few minutes to thank God for at least three things. First, let us thank the Lord for his gift. In nature, how about thanking God for that which sustains life on earth? For the sun that shines. Yes, even for the rain that falls. For seed time and harvest time that produces our substance, and for shelter that protects us from the elements. In society, let's think about thanking God for the moral preservation of the law that keeps us from going into anarchy and keeps us becoming more barbaric than we really are. We are moving into a society where we have a barbaric nature, and we need to make sure that God feels sustained us, that we have men and women, boys and girls, who stand up against the immoral laws that are being passed even in our society. Man, we went to the convention and talking with some ministers there, man, how y'all preach out there? Y'all got, I said, yeah, everything's legal in Tacoma, in Washington, but prostitution. And they said, well, how do you preach? I said, well, there's greatest darkness, there's a greater opportunity for light.
Amen.
Amen. If the light is always shining, then you don't have to worry about shining tonight. But when it's dark, and in our state we got some dark days, and we need to be, as the Christian, the moral fire, but that will stand up for right and righteousness.
Amen.
And if that's not politically correct, oh well. You can probably think of more personal gifts that you can thank God for, like a faithful spouse, obedient children, a good job, a wonderful talent that God has blessed you with, that you're using, See, God has blessed some of us with, let me fuss with it. God has blessed some of us with talent that we are sitting on and won't use them for the glory of God. We only use them when they magnify us. Can't say amen and say ouch. Amen. Secondly, we have to thank God for His grace. And we all ought to thank God for grace. We all ought to give Him glory. I'm thinking about the God for grace, for He exhibited in Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son, who died that we might be redeemed from our sin, expose the nature of sin and the sinner's need, and reestablish the manner in which every sinner could be redeemed from the sin of death. Grace. God's unmerited favor. Not that we deserve it, but rather than punish us, He gave us an opportunity, and it is through grace that we are able to be sustained. A lady said in a country church one warm Sunday morning, while the deacons opened the doors to create some cross ventilation during the service, a bird flew into the sanctuary and frantically flew back and forth, bouncing against the windows and the rafters. The lady thought how foolish it was that the bird did not fly through an open window or through an open door. The bird finally rested for a moment upon the rafters and then, seeing the open door, flew out into the sunshine, singing for joy. The lady suddenly had a revelation. How long have I been struggling under the burden of sin, vainly trying to get free, and when all the while God's doors of grace have been opened wide to me? Aren't I acting like the foolish bird? That Sunday she walked through the open doors of God's grace and mercy and accepted Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior. How many of us are just like the bird? God has been opening the door for us to be saved, and yet we still are banging our heads against the world, still out being beat up by sin and iniquity. And God said, I got an open door. Not only do I have open doors, I have open arms. Then He said that. He said this a long time ago, come unto me all ye that are labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy. God said He so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, and whoever you are, whatever you're doing, that you can have everlasting life. Amen. They sell you a policy that's supposed to last. Amen. But if you don't read the fine print, that policy will run out if you live too long.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Better check them out. We got a saying, the devil's in the detail. So you better make sure you check that policy out, and don't say if you reach 80 that it's no longer in effect.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
I believe that alone. Amen. God, believe it or not, all of us are going to die one day. The Lord delay His coming. Amen. And your family ought to have to sell chicken dinners to bury you. Amen. Amen. You ought to. Amen. 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 Y'all may think that's funny, but a lot of people have to do that. Amen. Because we don't make reservations to die. And we make all kind of plans to live, but one day we're going to die.
That's right.
Amen. Hallelujah. We have to be thankful for that, because in dying we receive the glory that God has offered us. Amen. Yeah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That wasn't even in the notes. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I hope nobody's getting ready to check out. That was your last chance to hear that. Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all got quiet then. Amen. Some people start checking their checkbooks, see if they got enough to buy policies. That's what we think of. Amen. Thank you. Thursday, let us give thanks for God for His grace. And finally, this Thursday, let us thank God for his guidance. And how about thanking God this Thursday for his hand in our achievements in life, in our victories, in our triumphs, in our successes, in our accomplishments? If it had not been for the leading of the Holy Spirit, if it had not been God's mercy and grace guiding us, we would have had more pitfalls than we've had. And in the pitfall that we went through, God guided us through them. I heard a man complaining one day that God had did nothing for him. It reminded me of an incident of that the story is told of an incident in a medical staff at a local hospital. The staff was puzzled why the patient was not improving. The nurses were giving them the proper dose of medication, but there was no improvement. The following day, the nurse on duty gave the medication and hid behind a curtain. Thinking the nurse had left the room, the patient spit out the pills. The mystery was solved. If you don't feel that you are having anything to be grateful for, Thanksgiving, be sure it's not because you are spitting out God's medicine.
All right.
Too many Christians do just that. They retain God's word for a short time, then they spit it out. And when their lives don't improve, they quickly blame God. See, God is teaching us that we need to be able to say thanks, and we got to take the medicine. And just like medicine, God's instruction is not always pleasant. Don't spit it out. Thank the Lord for his gifts, for his grace and his guidance. We are looking for a special way to say thank you to God. Like the Grammy Award winning singer Andre Crouch, he put it in the words of a song. But we need to understand that if God give us a dose of unpleasant medicine, we got to take that medicine. And he probably would not have us had we been doing what he told us we need to do.
All right.
Amen. And he will chasten you as well. Amen. For the word said if you don't chasten you, you're not healed. So every now and then you need to get a good God whooping. Amen.
Amen.
Especially if you're not doing what you're supposed to do, because God whips you to bring you where he can bless you. And you know, when parents whip you, they whip you so that they turn around and bless you. And I used to didn't understand what they meant when they said it's going to hurt me worse than it hurt you. I didn't understand that for a long time. Amen. Because I didn't see the extended cord going on them. Amen. And I didn't see them being denied privileges. Amen, which I thought were rights. And so I said, how is it hurting you?
All right.
But then I had children. Children. Amen. And it hurts you to punish them, but you know that if you don't punish them, that they're going to go astray. So you have to punish them in love. I understood perfectly well where, what's his name, Peterson was talking about. He may have overdid it, but he said, that's the way I got to do it. And I'm convinced that if my mother was alive now, she would be sinners. She would be sinners to life without even an attempt of parole. Amen? Amen. And when she got sinners, she got sinners, she would ask her, just a minute, let me talk to my son. Amen? So she had more evidence. And if I say that to say, God loves us enough to correct us. And if he don't love you, if he don't correct you, if he just let you go the way you want to go, and you just keep on going, and you ignore it, you're just like the man that was spitting out his medicine. You'll never be healed. You'll never be delivered. You'll never receive what God has in store for you. So we need to stop and be able to say thank you to the Lord.
Yeah.
Andre Couch said it this way. If I thought I could sing it, I would, but I would just read it. Amen. See, I'd like to give y'all something to say thank you for. Amen. Amen. How can I say thanks for the things you have done for me? Things so undeserved that you gave to prove your love for me. The voices of a million angels express my gratitude. All that I have and ever hope to be, I owe it all to thee. To God be the glory. Hey, I like that. To God be the glory. What I am, what I'm not, I owe it all to God. And to him be the glory and honor forever. To God be the glory for his righteousness, for his goodness. I thank God for his glory. Glory, God manifested. Glory, God, that we might be able to shine. That we might be able to walk together. Amen. Hallelujah. Because listen to this, and then I'm going to sit down. God could have left us without a comforter. He could have left us without a savior. He could have left us without a moral consciousness. He could have left us without his unconditional love. But he didn't. He died that we may have a comforter, that we may that we may have an unconditional love that in spite of all that we've done, and some of us were substandard, some of us should have been locked up, but God's grace and mercy came down, pleaded our case, and said, I'll pay the price. Oh, yeah. There's a legal term that we use, justification, and justification simply said, it doesn't mean that justification means you're guilty, but you're not counted as guilty. Now, how many of you are guilty, but because of the blood of Jesus, you're not counted as guilty? You're guilty, yeah, you did. You stole, you pimp, you prostitute, but you're not counted as a pimp, a prostitute, or a bad person because of his mercy and his grace. And I stopped this morning to say thank you. Thank you for me. I don't know about you, but thank you. How can I say thanks for the thing that you have done for me? Things so undeserved, yet you proved your love to me. The voices of a million angels cannot express my gratitude. All that I am and hold a hope to be, I owe it all to thee. You owe it all to God. This Thanksgiving Sunday, will you give back to him what he's given unto you? And that is your life. Will you give him your heart that he might continue to minister to you and keep you? As the choir will sing, we invite you to come and be in relationship with Christ Jesus. Amen. Will you come and give your heart to him? Now is the time. Don't wait till tomorrow. Now is the time. Renew your religion. but you have to come to a personal relationship where you want to thank God for the good and the bad. Amen.